You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN.
Welcome in to a Friday edition of the Gym Class, coming your way from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Scott Udash with you, Mark Dukes across the way, Isaac back with us on a Friday on the other side of the glass, getting ready for the weekend. Should be a good one weather-wise, should be a good one as well. A very big sports weekend highlighted by the Masters, which the second round is ongoing at Augusta National Golf Club in Augusta, Georgia. We'll talk about that on the program here today. Talk about one of the interesting aspects of the tournament that happened and occurred yesterday. We'll get to that. How much are you willing to spend for your college basketball team? We will get to that and have an Emil Sideways scoreboard update and a whole lot more. 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you each and every program. That is a text line. That's a phone line as well. 319-366-1600. And we welcome you in here on a Friday in Eastern Iowa. Got enough golf to end today?
Not nearly enough. Good afternoon to you and Isaac and everyone. And you never get enough during Masters Week. It's fun. Tournament's taking shape. All indications are it's going to be quite a show on the weekend.
Going to be quite a show. And Isaac, we queried this with Andrew yesterday. He's not a big golf fan. I don't think you are a big golf fan as well, but are you a Masters fan?
Yeah, I'll watch the Masters. I know nothing about golf. I have nothing against it. It just never really got a hold of me for whatever reason.
Because you can't punch anybody.
I don't know if that's the reason why. But to each their own. We all have our blind spots, right? But I'll watch the Masters for sure, yeah.
It's good. Like me watching the World Cup.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair equivocation there.
I like that, Mark.
Yeah.
And I will catch some World Cup and some of the bigger events.
Yeah. USA, Mexico.
I'm out when it comes to the UFC. You're on your own on that
one. You know, that's fair. It's not for everyone. I know my aunt who lives out on the East Coast, she does not like that I watch that. She's, for whatever reason, she's really against. She's like, well, not against it. She just says it grosses her out. It's too much for her.
Grosses her out. All right. That's not my number one reason, but I understand. 319-366-1600 on a Friday edition of the Gym Class here on 1600 ESPN. And yes, Matt, we will get to your query coming up. Already, Mark and I are not holding out for more NIL money. We are here today. Nico, Matt Fairfax says, now that the Tennessee QB is holding out for more contract money, NCAA has to get a grip on that stuff. We'll have more on that coming up a little bit later on with you. Masters, though, going on. We start in Augusta, where we would all like to be at this time, because it looks beautiful there. The wind is starting to blow, but the scores are low, Mark. And, boy, it is shaping up to be a star-studded weekend. That's at Augusta National, because there are big names abounding on the scoreboard.
No question about it. Justin Rose, the first-round leader, was off early today and shot 71, held his own. Don't look in the rearview mirror, Justin. Guys like Bryson DeChambeau, Rory McIlroy, Scottie Scheffler, breathing down your neck for the next 36 holes. And Rory was a clear star today. I think he had the low round of the course at 66, 6 under par. But guys like Shane Lowry and lefty Matt McCarty, a young guy, shooting 4 under par. Guys like Corey Connors and Victor Hovland and others right there are within striking distance. So, like I said, shapes up to be quite a weekend of golf.
Accessible pin locations today for the most part. They anticipated a lot of wind this afternoon, and they're just starting to get it. Did not materialize. I mean, it's 4:10 in Augusta, and they're finally starting to get to the wind. And they thought it was going to be there shortly after 12 noon local time, and it did not get there. So there is plenty of red on the scoreboard, and you don't find a Masters, Mark, where you've got 31 players under par. But that's what we have at this present time. We got log jams at 3-under, 2-under, and 1-under right now. This is still anybody's contest.
It is, and of course you're fighting to make the cut in some regards. Guys like Bernhard Langer, in his last Masters, he's poised to get in. I think the cut line is right around plus two right now. Zach Johnson flirting with that, last I checked. Not sure where he was at plus one.
Plus one still.
Okay, all right. So right now he'd be under the cut line. And making the cut on the weekend's a big deal. For various reasons, for various players. Maybe not so much for a guy like McIlroy or Scheffler, but it's a big deal for many, and it would be for guys like Langer and Zach Johnson.
Fred Couples also right there on the cut line. He is at plus one, trying to get in at age 65. Bernhard Langer at age 67. He is on the right side of the cut line at even right now. That'd be cool. That would be just so cool if both those guys made it. Mentioned Zach Johnson at plus one. The cut line is kind of going between one and two over, which is pretty low for
very
the Masters.
Low. Very low.
They've had great weather, great scoring conditions, and it's out there again today. Right now, 50th place is plus two, and it is low 50 in ties. There is no 10-shot rule anymore. Hasn't been for a while, so... Got a couple more guys that get in there at plus one. That thing could go up to plus one, which I can't remember a Masters cut at plus one in a long, long time, if ever.
I think when Zach Johnson won it, he was plus one or two for the tournament.
For the tournament.
And won it.
Yeah.
Different weather conditions and all that, but yeah, that, it would be pretty low cut line right there.
Not going to see guys like a guy you like going in, Russell Henley. Who did shoot 68 today, but did not go well yesterday for him. Dustin Johnson, not going to make it. Cam Smith right now needs to get a couple of birdies. Sergio Garcia is not going to make the cut. Robert McIntyre needs to do some work. Brooks Koepka took a snowman on 8, or 18, I beg your pardon, and he is not going to make it. Sepp Straka, Will Zalatoris, Billy Horschel and others, including former Hawkeye Noah Kent, who is still on the course, but he is at plus 8 right now, having a good day today. Mm-hmm. He's only one over today, so doing quite well. tell you what, hats off to Nick Dunlap, who shot 90-9 yesterday. Professional golfer, two-time winner on the PGA Tour, shot a 90 yesterday. Came back with a 69 today. That takes a lot of pluck to do that.
It'd be really easy to walk off the course.
But you don't do that at Augusta.
You don't. And, yeah, credit to him. He didn't have a three-putt yesterday and shot 90, which I can relate to. But, to come back and not only play but play well, kudos to him, and kudos to Rory McIlroy, who, after snubbing the media yesterday, was quick to be interviewed by Scott Van Pelt afterwards and many others.
We'll get to that in a moment. 0547, looks like Max Homa will make the cut. He had a gritty round today, and that was good to see. You're darn right it was good to see for someone who has him on their fantasy team. 319-366-1600, you don't care about my fantasy golf team or our fantasy golf team, Mark, but... We're pulling for Scotty. We have that. All right. You mentioned a couple of notes from Augusta, off-course notes. And one of those was the continuing saga of the relationship between the players and the media. It's been 3 weeks ago. Colin Morikawa did not go to his media conference after his round at that particular event. Cannot remember exactly which one it was without looking it up, but he caught flack for it. Yesterday, Rory McIlroy, after going, 4 over in the last 4 holes, decided he wasn't going to meet with the media at Augusta National. They've been under quite a bit of scrutiny for that. I guess the question is, what is the responsibility for athletes, not only golfers, but athletes, after you have a poor day or a poor finish or whatever the case may be? Some people say, well, football players, basketball players, they have to go meet the media. Coaches have to go meet the media after every event, after every game, et cetera, et cetera. Why are these guys excused from that? I guess it's a valid point, if you will, but kind of interested to hear what our listeners think about that.
I've been a journalist for a long, long time and seen everything from covering a game where Bobby Knight didn't show up after a game against Iowa at the Fieldhouse to players not talking after a game. And I think in this case, I think McElroy, I'm okay with McElroy not speaking to the media. This is a guy who is one of the most gracious guys in golf in terms of the media. He says interesting things. He's always available. He wasn't yesterday because he was 400 par through 14 holes and had two double bogeys coming in, and he was upset. And he went directly to the range instead of going to the media scrum. Is McElroy obligated to do that? I don't think if I'm a media member at Augusta and I'm not today, I'm not going to get too upset about it. A guy peeing in Ray's Creek, a tributary, might be a different story. But listen, this has happened in all sports and all athletes. Marshawn Lynch was fined at the Super Bowl for his actions towards the media. Steve Carlton, the great Phillies and pitcher, he hated talking to the media, didn't talk to the media, and there have been others as well. And I think there needs to be a cooling off period for one thing, and there is in certain sports. But I think the media, look at the college basketball tournament. You got these interviews in game with the two head coaches in which you learn nothing.
Well, now they've gone to players.
There's two questions, and you learn nothing. What are you going to do about this, that, or the other? Well, I don't know. I just want to get back to the huddle and talk to my team. I'm not too excited about what Rory did yesterday. But when you're playing well, you embrace the media, I guess.
319-366-1600. Bernhard Langer, unfortunately, just spun his third into the water on 15. Hit a good shot, and it spun all the way back, much like Rory McIlroy yesterday. All right, Isaac, do you think these golfers need to talk to the media?
Well, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, because, again, I know very little about how this operates, but I don't think they have any contractual obligations like some of the players in the NBA, NFL, and other leagues do.
True.
I don't believe there are any. They get fined by the tour or anything like that if they don't talk to the media. So that's kind of where I'm at with it. I also understand, I would agree there in a lot of sports, there needs to be a better job of cooling off period. I've seen the backstage stuff as far as wrestling goes. It's pretty brutal back there as far as you have guys actively crying around media members at NCAAs. It's not a great experience. Right when you come off the mat, you're being surrounded by media. So I think, generally speaking, there needs to be better cooling off period across all sports. I would prefer athletes to talk with the media, talk about what happened in their sort of play, just because there are a lot of your fans, and your fans, I think you owe it to a degree to your fans to put your message out there, talk about what's going on, because that's kind of what you've built the money on, is your popularity with this group of people that follows you. I feel like you kind of owe them, you have a responsibility to them to put your message out. And the way you do that is through the media, whether you like it or not. So that's kind of where I'm at. I would prefer it for them. I understand the frustrations. I understand coming off hot. He doesn't have any contractual obligations. It's up to him whether or not he wants to. But I will always lean on the side. I prefer it just because I think there's a sense that you should owe the fans at least that much.
I think there's plenty of examples of interviews that occur too quick and athletes and or coaches
wrestling championship match.
Something that they regret later.
Yeah.
And we've seen them apologize. One thing I thought of, it makes me appreciate a guy like Peyton Sanford, who had an up-and-down season for the Iowa Hawkeyes. You can say whatever you want about him, and the guy faced the media every single time.
He did.
And there have been others, but he's one player that I thought about in that regard.
319-366-1600. Nebraska Jason's just happy when a pro shoots 90. It makes him feel good. I will not say your score that you shot, Jason, at TPC Scottsdale 20 years ago. It was only two digits, though. I will say that.
I also did a little research as far as lowest cut lines ever, or at least in recent
at Augusta.
Throwing 2020 out because that was in November.
That was
a different situation.
Yeah.
2011 had a 1-over. 2009 also had a 1-over. But this would be 2015 had 2-over, which would be like the... So this would be the lowest since 2015.
Okay.
If it's 1 or 2.
So it's been a while. Yeah, and Cajun Troy brings up a great point. This is all, they're all looking for emotions. Emotional moments are priceless, whether it's a good emotional moment or a negative emotional moment.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're shooting for.
The media. Mm-hmm.
So is that what we're shooting for, Mark? Emotional moments?
If we can get one, you sure.
It shouldn't be forced out of an athlete that just came off something that's, I want to say traumatizing. It's not that deep ever, but something that really means a lot. It feels a little bit too exploitative at times, the way it's handled as far as some of these massive emotional moments go. If they want to offer that vulnerability after they've had time to process what just happened, I think that's totally fair. But I think they need time to process what just happened before coming off the court and saying something they may regret 10 minutes after they said it.
There is a matter, too, of when you're a public figure, as Rory McIlroy is, as college athletes are. I've said more than once, when you sign that letter of intent in college, I think you have an obligation, because you are a public figure, to take the good with the bad, and i.e. Peyton Sanford. I think a lot of athletes do that. They might not like it, but I think most athletes are pretty good in that regard. As far as what Rory McIlroy did yesterday, I didn't think give it two thoughts.
I didn't really either. And I'll tell you why. Who was the first person, not only in golf, but in basically first big name that did not go to interviews after bad days?
Kurt Busch.
Well... he shouldn't.
Tiger Woods,
when he had a bad day, and they would always say, Tiger has politely turned down our request for an interview.
Again, golf is in a weird spot as far as the other leagues have contractual obligations. You have to talk with the media as part of your contract with teams, with the league. Golf's in a different situation, so it does... In my opinion, that does kind of change my perspective on a golfer not wanting to talk with the media.
Would it have been right for a media member to, 2 seconds after Nick Dunlap finished his 90 yesterday, to stick a microphone in his face? I think Dunlap probably would have talked, knowing what I know about him. But, an example like that doesn't seem quite right.
Yeah. Several thoughts here before we get to an Emil Sideways scoreboard update. 74-70, talking about those post-wrestling interviews. The favorites were when the ESPN guy chases guys into the hallway. We have more...
Quinn Kucinich, right?
Yeah, Quinn Kucinich. And more crazy things that are said right after those post-match, immediately following the final whistle and raising of the hand. And they talk to the champion. There have been some classics come out of there. 25-23, the worst interviews are the track runner trying to catch their breath.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that. 0622 says, I might be an outlier, but I watch sports for the games, and once they are over, I move along. Never been all that interested in pre- or post-game activities. Mm. I think there are a lot of people that way, but you got to have the filling of time for your 1 hour or 2 hour. Hey, games used to start at 7 o'clock, 7:01. Remember that, Mark? 7:02. Now 7:05. Now it's 7:10. They've been moved back because you got to sell a little bit of time for that pregame.
There's situations that I think we can both relate to. I remember being at a bowl game that started at 8 o'clock. And I'm writing the game story for the Gazette, and I'm writing during the game, and you get down to the field or the locker room as quickly as you can, grab a couple quotes, go back and write your story. Scott, you're on the air for a game. You only got a defined amount of time to get a player or a coach on the air for
yes.
a post game. So, and most of the time it's in a winning situation, but nothing's concrete. I guess I'm saying. But once again, I'm going to give Rory a pass.
I'm going to give Rory a pass indeed. One other thing to talk about at Augusta yesterday. I'm sure if you are a golfer out there that you've ran across that situation before. We will get to that and a little bit of more news today coming up. But first, we want to get it to Mark for an Emels Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emels on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. As you know, they are right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot, open at 4 o'clock. Be a very nice night to go out onto the patio tonight and enjoy that. And you can enjoy their entire menu, which is online at emelshideaway.com. What do we got?
The WNBA draft is Monday in New York City, and Iowa's Lucy Olson is projected to go in the second or third round of that particular draft. And men's college basketball, Louisville and Indiana, the Hoosiers under new coach Darren DeVries, have agreed to game December 6th at Gainbridge Arena in Indianapolis. Iowa takes a 12-3 Big Ten record into its weekend baseball series against Nebraska. The Cornhuskers are 4-8 in the league. First pitch tonight is 6 p.m. And please say hi to Scott Unash if you're going.
Yeah.
Going
to
there.
My first game in a long, long time tonight.
Finally, a bit of drama developed today on the eve of Tennessee's spring football game. Star quarterback Nico Iamaleva missed practice. Fueling reports there is gridlock over his NIL deal. He is reportedly seeking more than his $2 million a year deal.
Just when you thought, what's the next step? Well, there's your next step. And I don't know how this is going to play out. My guess is that Nico's going to get what he wants. Because who else is going to play quarterback for Tennessee next year? They want him to play quarterback. Ah, more on money coming up in a little bit. 3:29, we'll take a break, come back, and get a Masters update. Have more for you right after this here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class. Thanks for tuning in here on 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And there's going to be a mix of sun and clouds for the remainder of the day. Temperatures are going to be in the mid-50s, and the winds will stay nice and light. Later this evening, we'll have clear skies, and temperatures overnight will drop into the low to mid-30s. Tomorrow, it's going to be sunny. It'll be a bit breezy. Temperatures will climb into the mid-60s. Then it stays breezy on Sunday. There'll be a few more clouds. Could be a passing shower with temperatures rising into the low 70s. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
Compost is great for your garden and a fantastic way to give your lawn a healthy lift. And it's free at the Cedar Rapids Linn County Solid Waste Agency. You can also use compost around trees and shrubs and cover them with a layer of wood chips, which are also free at the Solid Waste Agency. Get your yard and garden in shape. If you're a Linn County resident, pick up free compost and wood chips at the Solid Waste Agency location next to Mount Trashmore. Get ours and all the details at solidwasteagency.org.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quick Star. We got some great temperatures shaping up for us this weekend, as you just heard in the local weather forecast, 60s and 70s. And that means it's ice cream time, ladies and gentlemen. Nature's Touch Ice Cream, available right now at your neighborhood Quick Star. And they've got 1 gallon buckets, just like the old days, chocolate or vanilla for $4.99. Limit two. Again, $4.99, chocolate or vanilla, Nature's Touch ice cream, 1 gallon buckets. And you can keep the bucket and use it for whatever you have your mind set on there. Also, Nature's Touch milk on sale, 1 gallon, skim 1% or 2%, $2.99, limit three. And the Quickery Delicious Breakfast Sausage Links, they're 12-ounce packages, $2.49, limit two. And coming up, thinking about Monday, roasted whole chicken, that's on special, $6.99, hot and ready for any meal or meal prep. All available at your neighborhood Quick Star.
Choose family.
Choose friends.
Choose your community.
Choose local.
Choose local for everything. Clothes, food, a deserving charity, a new ride, or a place to keep your nest egg. When you buy from, invest in, or donate to businesses here in the corridor, you help keep our community strong and vibrant.
Choose local.
This message proudly presented by The Villas at Stony Point, Randy's Flooring, Revival Theater Company, and 1600 ESPN.
Taking on the trails, roughing it off-road, or just keeping up with the kids this summer, come find the bike or accessories you want now during the spring sale at Hall Bicycle. Through April 13th, save $100 on all bikes priced below $1,000. Find savings on a broad range of closeout models and select Trek aftermarket products too. Plus discounts on essential biking accessories. Save during the spring sale now at Hall Bicycle in downtown Cedar Rapids and on University Avenue in Cedar Falls. Serving cyclists since 1898.
From the Augusta National Golf Club, Westwood One Sports presents this special report on the Masters. I'm Ted Emmerich. Bernard Langer got choked up this week just talking about this being his 41st and final Masters. One might have assumed his final competitive round would be today. Not so fast.
From the speckled shadows 20 feet behind the hole here at number 12, putting down the hill on his way on a good line, and he's got it! Bernard Langer back to even par. On a Friday afternoon, trying to hold the sun back up in the sky just one more time. This is his final Masters, and he's not ready for it to be over with.
John McGinnis, the call on SiriusXM. Langer, twice a Masters champion. The German great served schnitzel, sauerkraut, and black forest cake at his champion's dinner 40 years ago. And Langer's serving up another masterclass round today. 2-under through 14, even par for the tournament. He's safely inside the cut line right now, and at 67, Langer would become the oldest player to make the cut at the Masters. You're listening to coverage of the 2025 Masters on Westwood One.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. It makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Justin Rose holds the lead in the second round of the 89th Masters. Let's check that leaderboard. Sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen, made for your brain. Rose with a 1-under 71. He is 8-under par. Bryson DeChambeau, 1 back at 7-under. DeChambeau follows a 69 with a 68 today. It's the first time DeChambeau has had multiple rounds under 70 at the same Masters, and he goes back-to-back to begin this tournament. Rory McIlroy is right back in it after a 6-under 66. 6-under for the week now, and 2 back, along with Tyrrell Hatton, who closes his first 9 with 3 consecutive birdies. So Hatton at -6. Scottie Scheffler gives a shot back at number 10. He is 5 under par and now 3 back, along with Matt McCarty, Shane Lowry, and Corey Connors. From Augusta, I'm Ted Emmerich, Westwood One Sports.
There you go. Update on what's happening at Augusta, 3:35, and we'll continue to track the 60 and over group. Bernhard Langer, Fred Couples, they're both at +2 right now. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. That's the phone line as well, as we take you through a Friday edition of the Gym Class. Scott, Mark, Isaac with you as we get closer and closer to the NFL draft. John Cooper from Our Lad Scouting Service is going to join us coming up next Thursday. Looking forward to that. Looking to get a couple of other folks to join us next week as well. Cubs in action tonight. They take on the LA Dodgers at Chavez Ravine. We'll have that for you coming up this evening. And Spencer on Sports coming your way next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And talking about post-game, post-round news conferences, should they be required? Another thing that came out of the Masters, Mark. First of all, looks as though we will not have an amateur at Butler Cabin this year. 5 amateur players teed off yesterday morning. And unless something strange happens, none of them are going to make the cut. The closest right now is Justin Hastings, as he is at 4 over. He is in the clubhouse, and the cut line would have to rise by 2 shots right now to get him in. And you always say it's possible, but it's not going to happen. It's not probable at this particular time. But so that will just leave the champion and last year's champion, Scottie Scheffler. Unless Scottie wins it again, then I have no idea who's going to present the jacket to Scottie Scheffler at that point. But there will not be an amateur. An amateur made some news yesterday as the United States amateur champion. That would be Jose Luis Ballester, who is a student at Arizona State University, a native of Spain, of course, defeated Noah Kent, the Iowa Hawkeye, in the U.S. Amateur Final at Hazeltine last year up in Chaska, Minnesota, outside the Twin Cities. And we would like to say that Jose, other than the fact that he created a buzz with his wardrobe, with his, the backwards, upside-down hat that said Sun Devils. Isaac, do you like those hats? You're the youngest person by far amongst the trio here. Did you see that he's got the kids like him now, the youngsters, it's Sun Devils, but it's backwards, and it's so you can read it in a rearview mirror. It's whatever. It's not my thing.
The way you're describing it, I'm going to say no. It's a pass for me.
Well, Jason Day was told he couldn't wear outlandish gear from his clothing supplier, but they could do that. Anyway, he was hoping that was the only thing. Now here, Mark, if Ballester did not talk to the media afterwards, we would have never known this happened. But he did. And he shared a story that all golfers probably have faced on the course maybe more than once in their lives.
I sense you're trying to find the right words here,
Scott. I am trying to find the right words for this.
Let's just say that Ballester admitted to relieving himself on the course at Augusta National in a tributary of Rays Creek. Now, if it would have been in Rays Creek, that would have been holy water, okay? You know? But I mean, if you got to go, you got to go, right?
Well, there was a
backup. And there's
backup.
Been times I've had to go, but son, this is Augusta National. It's not some muni in Spain. And there was a restroom right off the tee on that particular hole you could have taken advantage of, but no. You had to.
Well, he was in the middle of the hole, and Justin Thomas had hit it into the azaleas in the group ahead of them. So they were having a ruling, and nature had to take its course. And you don't traipse into the azaleas to do that, apparently. Isaac, you're smiling.
The grounds crew waters those azaleas.
He had to go.
Not only that, in the interview, he said he'd do it again.
Apparently, he was applauded for it because people knew exactly what was going on.
And John Daly, I'm not going to relate what he posted on Twitter about what he might have done at Race Creek during or after a tournament, but you can look it up if you want. But I don't remember anybody relieving themselves on the course into Race Creek or a tributary. I mean, I don't know if this is a first or not.
Well, who's going to admit to it? I mean, if there are restrooms everywhere for the players. If you see a player on the tee, they show him and he goes striding off.
Stage left. Ludvig Åberg did it yesterday.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a place for the competitors to use the restroom.
Maybe when you play practice rounds, you scout out where the restrooms are.
First thing I do.
Believe me, like I said, when you got to go, you got to go. But no, not at Augusta. Come on now.
That's sacred. I don't know. If you were a golfer, you've been there. Now, this just happened to be on the biggest stage in the world. And I guess, is it good that he admitted to it? I don't know.
Well, the only thing that would have been worse, Isaac, if some overzealous media member would have captured this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Come over. Hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, you would think that there would have been a camera, but this is a different place.
One may surface. You never know.
Well, keep in mind, none of the patrons, what helped him out was none of the patrons are allowed to have their phones
Correct.
With them. You cannot bring a phone into Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday into the Masters. You can't even have cameras. So if this was like the Bob Hope Desert Classic in the day, yeah, we'd have had 750 different angles of this, which sounds bad, I know, but you get my point.
You suppose one of the stodgy dudes on the Masters committee might have had a little talk with him? I mean, he's playing in the same group as Scottie Scheffler. I mean, the cameras are on this group for 18 holes every shot.
True.
But not when you stray off into a creek.
He definitely left his mark at Augusta, though. I mean, you never know. Like, maybe he'll never have the opportunity again. And he definitely made some history at Augusta, maybe. So,
like a dog leaving their mark.
I'm just saying, maybe he saw an opportunity. Like, this is how I will be remembered for forever.
Well, I think he's going to be playing there once he gets his
probably, but you never
turn
know.
Pro,
you never know what happens.
You never know. A lot of things could go haywire, but yeah. Text line is on a roll.
I knew this would strike a chord.
This isn't a big deal. I will just say for 85-82, golf needs to do something. This is not a big deal. And I think Augusta did okay. They did not make it a big deal. Did they have maybe a sit down with Jose afterwards? Maybe. They aren't going to publicize it. Cycle of 10. When beer is only $6, you got to go. Well, I hope Nick Dunlop may have cracked one open yesterday when there was a 90, when he was carting that yesterday in the first round. We've all been there too, Mark, where, that beer cart's looking pretty good when you're having a horrible day in the golf course. 319-366-1600. Oh, man.
Excuse me.
Just imagine if that was.
Excuse me. I'll be right back.
25-23 wins, though. Just imagine if this was the Waste Management Open. Hey, they wouldn't have thought twice about it Phoenix.
That would have gotten applause.
That would have been the greatest thing ever. Probably would have been named chairman. But it was fun.
It was funny. I don't think he's going to do it again. He's not going to be there.
He said he'd do it again.
Well, he's not. I don't think he's going to do it again. When you got to go, you got to go, man. Now, I would have found a better spot. That's way on the far side of the property at Augusta National, number 13. It's right next to Augusta. So he couldn't have gone up the hill because Augusta Country Club's on the other side of that thing. So you either scare people over there or you're on, you know, take the chance of being on national television.
There's got to be a facility on every hole during the Masters.
There is, but he was in the middle of the hole. And he couldn't get going because Justin Thomas, instead of hitting it 210 yards, blasted one 240 into the azaleas behind 13. Oh, brother. 319-366-1600.
I'm still laughing at Isaac's leaving a mark at the Masters.
Oh, man. Isaac, you win the day today.
It's been a long day, so that's actually saying something. It's been a long day for me.
Your mind is still clicking.
For now. It feels like it's about to turn off here during Spencer's show, though, so fair warning to him. I'm sorry for whatever may happen in the next 2 hours.
Hey, speaking of which, look who's on the television now next to a body of water.
So yesterday there was a new stream at Augusta National.
Ah, could have been. Jose, yeah. Scotty Scheffler with back-to-back bogeys, though. Made a bogey on 11 from the middle of the fairway. So he is back to 4 under. Justin Rose, still your leader by one over Bryson DeChambeau. Rory McIlroy in third at -6. Corey Connors, Tyrrell Hatton at -6. Tyrrell Hatton would do something like that. He would do something like that with Jose, what he did. Shane Lowry in at -5. Jason Day in the course at -5. And a lot of good scores. Cut line is still at +2. Bernhard Langer and Freddie Couples hanging on at this present time. And Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson playing the 18th right now at +1. So looks like par for sure. Bogey, 78% chance I think he gets in for the weekend. And just avoid a double, Zach. That's all. Don't pull a Brooks. On 18, and I think he's going to be all right. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and have a little bit more for you. A more dignified way to end the show.
Are you sure about that?
I'm gonna take a chance and say yes. Back with more here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class right here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on retirement contributions, a very handsome reward indeed. With Robinhood Gold, your annual IRA contributions are boosted by 3%. Plus, you also get 4% APY on your cash in non-retirement accounts. That's over 8 times the national savings average. The perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% IRA boost on annual contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rates subject to change. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold at $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Over 8 times the national average savings account interest rate claim is based on data from the FDIC as of November 18th, 2024. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, so they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. It's more affordable than you think, and they'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Head to TrueGreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back with you at 3:51 here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class on 1600 ESPN. Scott, Mark, and Isaac with you back on Monday at 3 o'clock for another edition of the Gym Class. Zach is in the fairway on 18. That is good news as he looks to make the cut. And you never know. You make the cut, Mark, and weirder things have happened. The weather looks good for the weekend. A little cooler. Chance of a shower, stray shower tomorrow. And then Sunday looks really good for the final round. So, like I said, if you make the cut, you got a chance. Be great if Zach can get himself into at least some contention over the weekend.
No doubt. At age 49, I think he is.
Yep.
That'd be great.
Yeah, it would be. 319-366-1600. He got relief from the creek. Yes, he did. Oh, man. Yes, he did. Well, we mentioned during the SportsCenter update, or our Emil's Hideaway scoreboard at the bottom of the hour, about the situation down at Tennessee with the quarterback. And the latest brick in the wall, really, Mark, as far as what is going to happen as far as college athletics are concerned. I can't say that I'm surprised that somebody is not going to practice because they want to get more out of their NIL contract. Jeff Goodman, who covers college basketball, had a tweet about how much it costs to put out a starting five, or maybe even six, if you include your sixth man in there, as far as college basketball is concerned. And that's pretty remarkable.
It really is. Jeff from CBS Sports surveyed 25-plus high-major coaches, he said, and the results of the he asked them, what's it going to cost you to put a team on the floor? And after accumulating the results, he broke it down to four categories. An elite player, according to these coaches that responded to Goodman anyway, an elite player is going to cost between $2.5 and $4 million. Potential all-conference player, you're looking at $1.5 million to $2.5 million. For one. And then starters, $500,000 to $1.5 million, according to these 25-plus high major coaches. And then you've got your bench players that, according to this particular survey, $200,000 to $700,000 per player. Now, if you get, not everybody's going to get an elite player. Maybe not everybody's going to get an all-conference player. But if you get an elite player, one all-conference player, and the other three starters, you're looking at $7 million on the low end for just your starters. And then you've got your bench players to pay. $200,000, you know. Sixth man of the year is going to get more than $200,000. This is what we're looking at. And, you know, last year, reporting indicated that Iowa was working with $1.5 million a year. To field a team.
Same as Minnesota.
A million and a half is what you're talking about for a starter, according to this poll.
Which tells you exactly what all you need to know about the gap and how it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger between the haves and the have-nots in college athletics, no matter what the sport is. I mean, that's just basketball. We already know Ohio State's payroll was over $20 million for their national championship team. Something's got to happen here, right? I mean,
the House settlement isn't going to solve it. That's going to come out very soon. There was hearings this past week. I mean, what I just described in terms of accumulating a college basketball team, that's on top of your scholarship. and does not include what you may also get out of the house settlement when schools are going to be able to pay you. Where are we at here?
Just today, the University of Iowa announced a brand new fund. I thought I had the email with me on my phone. I do not, but the details, it's about being a Hawkeye forever. I'm just kind of putting together into my own words, but you can get into, you can join that. So you have to, this is just for Iowa, mind you. You give into the athletic department when you buy tickets. You can give to the Swarm, and now you can give to this brand new cooperative that is
out
there.
It's called it's with the Iowa Athletics Development Team and the iClub, introducing the Forever Hawkeyes Lifetime Giving Society. That's what it's called.
Your third option now to give money. And ticket prices are going to go up. And this is not an Iowa thing. This is an Iowa State thing. This is a Minnesota thing. This is an Illinois thing. It is a Wyoming thing. It is whoever. Things are going to keep going up and up because more money is going to have to be coming into the athletic program to fund the programs and to fund the players.
This all started out with Jordan Bohannon and others wanting players to get a piece of the pie of athletic department's revenues, of which they help generate.
And
I'm for it.
Absolutely.
Don't call it NIL anymore. Don't call it NIL anymore. It's pay for play, period.
Yeah. And it continues and continues and continues. All right. We'll talk Masters wrap up. Coming up on Monday. Have a great weekend, Mark. Enjoy the golf.
Certainly will.
All right. Isaac, have a good weekend.
You as well.
Spencer on sports coming your way next right here on Eastern Iowa's home for sports, 1600 ESPN. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on the Gym Class Monday at 3.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to